Thank you and good morning. Eureka Police Department detectives are investigating a shooting incident that sent a 44-year-old man to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police responded to the Ocano Lodge on 4th Street in Eureka at about 2:45 on Tuesday afternoon and found the victim suffering from severe blood loss. Officers secured the room so that medical personnel could enter and treat the victim. The initial investigation led detectives to believe there were two men in the room with the victim when the shooting took place. A call to 911 was made by a motorist passing by the motel who saw the two suspects pulling out screens to the window in the room next door to the victim's room and leaving the scene carrying property in their arms. The suspects are described only as white male adults in their 20s. Detectives believe that drugs and robbery are a part of the story, although many details surrounding the incident have not been released. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. Helicopters in the skies above Humboldt County are a regular occurrence. You may see more helicopter activity today, however, as Pacific Gas and Electric begins an improvement project to electrical equipment south of Oreck along the Highway 101 corridor, including Trinidad and Big Lagoon. Work crews will replace power poles and wires in the area, and customers could be affected by temporary power outages throughout today. Traffic control along Highway 101 will also be necessary and will result in minor traffic delays. The helicopters will be on scene as well as part of the construction crew. On September 10th, James Franklin Kane, a county jail inmate and a member of the Sheriff's Work Alternative Program, walked away from the woodlot. Kane was serving a 180-day sentence and was due to be released in November, and he remained on the run until Monday afternoon when he was arrested by Eureka Police. Police developed information that Kane was at his mother's residence in Eureka, and after arriving on scene, determined that he was hiding in a small apartment at the back of the residence. Despite refusing initial demands to surrender, which led to a short standoff, officers entered the room, described as filthy, filled with used drug paraphernalia, trash, and junk, and took Kane into custody. He was booked on several new charges along with four felony warrants. And in Mendocino crime news, sheriff's deputies arrested 34-year-old Timothy Davis and 38-year-old Shauna Britton, both of Covelo, after Davis was seen driving away from the Round Valley Elementary School in a school golf cart loaded with approximately $500 worth of stolen tools taken from the property. The witness saw Davis get into a vehicle driven by Britton, and working off that description, deputies began the search for the pair. Britton was found on Sunday in Round Valley and taken into custody. Later Sunday, Davis was seen driving a pickup truck with a 24-year-old female passenger, a woman it was later learned who was being held against her will. Davis led deputies on a high-speed pursuit that ended near his residence on Refuse Road, and he was booked into county jail on numerous charges, including kidnapping and false imprisonment. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Did you know that one of the most important predictors of school success and high school graduation is that students are reading at grade level by the end of third grade? Did you also know that less than half of our current Humboldt County students are meeting this important benchmark and therefore are 75% more likely to drop out of high school? Help change this by becoming an early literacy volunteer. It's easy, there's no cost for training, and it will make a difference. Call 441-4552 to find out more. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Many highways that run through Humboldt County feature winding, curving roadways that are dangerous for motorists who do not follow the rules of the road. Unfortunately, some of those motorists make bad decisions, including driving while intoxicated, and that can lead to traffic fatalities. CHP Public Information Officer Matt Harvey said that fatal collision numbers are up this year and used Highway 36 as an example.
We've seen an increase out on Highway 36 past month or so, it feels like we've had. I'd have to go back and look at the numbers, but there was definitely a two-week or three-week period where I believe we had two or three fatal collisions out on 36 alone. And looking at 36, there were several of those were kind of extenuating circumstances. It didn't have to do only with the road. Several of them were DUI-related.
Harvey went on to describe why Highway 36 can be difficult to navigate.
Here's the thing about Highway 36. If anybody's driven that at all, they know the issues with it, but it's windy. The trees come nearly right up to the edge of the road, and there's basically no forgiveness. If you make a mistake, the trees are not moving for you.
Because of the challenges involved in driving through our winding roads at high speeds, it's always important to use caution when traveling on local roadways. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.